This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Randy from Bremerton is. Randy, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Randy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the name of Apple's virtual personal assistant?
Siri.
Correct. What band had the 70s hit song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen.
Correct. What Indiana Fever player recently set a new WNBA rookie assist record?
I passed.
Which country is Florentine steak from? Which country is Florentine steak from?
I don't know.
Pass. Which luxury fashion brand is known for its double G logo?
Gucci.
Yes. Which video game company created the character Princess Zelda?
Nintendo.
Yes. What is the name for the center of an atom composed of protons and neutrons?
Nucleus.
Correct. Cherry blossoms are the national flower for what country?
China?
No.
Europe?
No.
Asia?
No. What is pop short for in the term pop culture?
Popular.
Correct. How many members does South Korean boy band BTS have?
5.
No.
4? Oh.
No. Randy, you got 6 correct.
That's better than before.
What'd you get before?
I had 5 and I've had 4, but...
Oh my gosh, you know what? Every time you're getting a little better, Randy.
Moving on up.
A little better.
And one of these days, you're going to get a perfect 10. I feel it.
Ooh.
Did you like that?
Based on Taryn's facial expression, she's not feeling that.
Not feeling Sarah's song.
Oh.
Rude.
Yeah, I mean, Danny's the singer of the show. Did you not know that? He did sing with Low Cash.
I forgot. He's like famous.
Yes.
Ooh, we're in the room with a celebrity, y'all.
He's important.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of Apple's virtual personal assistant?
Siri?
Yes.
Okay.
What band had the 70s hit song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen.
You know it. What Indiana Fever player recently set a new WNBA rookie assist record?
It's got to be Caitlin Clark.
You know it is. Mm-hmm. Which country is Florentine steak from?
Italy.
Yes. Mm. Which luxury fashion brand is known for its double G logo?
Grey Goose?
No.
Oh, fashion.
Is that luxury fashion?
It's for me. Gucci?
Correct. Ooh. Which video game company created the character Princess Zelda?
Oh, that's Nintendo.
Yes. What is the name for the center of an atom composed of protons and neutrons?
The... Protonleus?
No.
The nucleus?
Yes.
Yes.
Cherry blossoms are the national flower for what country?
I'm going to say the United States of America.
No.
Canada?
No.
Japan?
Yes. What is pop short for in the term pop culture?
Popular.
Correct. Oh, how many
Japan.
Members does South Korean boy band BTS have?
Six.
No.
Seven?
Yes.
Oh,
but it's too late. Oh, Steve, if it hadn't been too late, you would have got a perfect 10. But instead, you got 9 correct, which is a win, 6-9.
Nice.
Wow, nicely done.
Oh, yes. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
That was very impressive. I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
And there are 7 members you eventually
got. If I had one more second, I would have got that one.
That is a lot of members.
I always thought it was 6.
I know, that's a lot. That's a lot of people to always have to get along with.
I mean,
are they all the same members, or is it like Menudo, where like after a while they're just like, yeah, you're kind of getting too old, or you're kind of annoying us, so get the F out?
I don't know. That'd be very sad, though. They probably have to keep like a core, you know, one or two.
I don't know a single BTS song.
Are they considered a boy band?
Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a boy crowd.
It's too many of them.
A boy ensemble.
Yes.
Boy ensemble. That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. Congratulations, Steve. You won.
Rockaholics, if you're not already doing so, download the Odyssey app and listen to KISW that way. Because when you are logged in and rocking out with us, that is your shot at winning your share of $100,000. Contest info can be found at KISW.com. The storms over the weekend were super bad for us here on the west side of the state. But over at the Gorge, it actually got really scary on Saturday
night. Did you see some of that social media footage of like the lighting rigs all kind of coming off of the stage setup and just like waving around like as if... I'd be like, let me get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Bass Canyon was going on, and they ended up having to stop the show. Our buddy, former rock girl Rachel Barley, was there, and she's going to tell us how bad it was after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, the weather was obviously crazy. It caused everything from traffic jams on the west side to concert cancellations, both on the west side and the east side. Bass Canyon was happening at the Gorge, and... I think we exchanged a couple videos over the weekend looking at that. I mean, it was bananas.
I mean, especially you've heard so many awful, awful tragedies have happened because of weather issues. And so you get kind of nervous when you hear about that, especially when it's in your own backyard. And then, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it on social media, the picture of like the sound, like the speakers, and they're like waving almost like it's a flag. And you're just like, no, those are very heavy pieces of equipment that if they just come dislodged from that apparatus or that setup, that could hurt some people badly. Thankfully, it didn't.
And you could even see like debris coming off of those little stacks too. It was pretty bonkers.
So then, I mean, we're trying to get a hold of one of our friends that was there, but I think because it's in the Gorge, the cell service is not the best, so they're having a hard time getting a hold of them. But I have seen some of the videos and some of the people are just like obviously bummed because you're going there to see a concert and they're like, nope, shutting it down. And they sent everybody back to the campsite, but the campsite's not much better. That's the crazy part.
It looked like tents were just, you know, flying all over the place. Canopies were coming, you know, dislodged from their stakes in the ground. It was very crazy.
One of the things I did see that I thought was pretty crazy was that somebody posted on social media and said Bass Canyon has canceled the rest of the show because of the extreme weather. So they moved that. People moved the show. I mean, not like sanctioned, but a bunch of people decided to set up shop at the campground. And in the video, you could just hear it. Like, this is what was going on at the campgrounds while the storms got going. Okay, that's a little intense for me.
I like how Taryn's like, she's like, oh, you know, it's not so much for me. And she immediately almost got up and started shuffling.
Yeah, I don't have enough coffee in me just yet to be able to tolerate that. Like, that's late night daddy version of Steve. I might be holding and hugging and embracing a speaker while I'm like, this feels so good on my soul.
And people, they got the totems up. Like, people are... They're acting like there was nothing going on at all.
Could you imagine, though? I mean, look, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people at that show that are not sober.
Mm.
And I'm not saying they're not sober because of alcohol or even weed. That had to have been terrifying.
Like, to be like, hey, there's an emergency. You got to vacate.
Yes. And it's just dumping down rain. There's lightning going on. And then you have to go back to a campsite where you're not inside. Like, you're just, you know, there's a piece of fabric is keeping you from lightning. I would not sleep.
Well, apparently, though, some of the artists that weren't able to perform on Saturday, they were able to squeeze them into the lineup for yesterday.
Right.
So they did, you know, try to make lemonade out of lemons.
I do love the never quit attitude of Ravers. years because I saw so many people on social media just like, yeah, that sucks. Can't wait for tomorrow, though. The weather's supposed to be better. And then I saw a bunch of pictures of people just partying it up like nothing ever happened.
Just a bunch of survivalists.
I mean, as long as no one got hurt, what an experience, right?
For sure. Rockaholics, we are all partnered up with Mary's Place once again to help put brand new shoes on local kids in need through Kicks for Kids. And any amount will help out. So whatever you've got, whether it's $20, $200, maybe your business wants to kick it down, Mary's Place was able to help out nearly 400 kids last year. And our goal is $20,000 this year.
And shout out to Chris Alvarez just a few minutes ago, donated $100. And like we said before, it could be $10. It could be $100. It could be $1,000, whatever you have. But I mean, just know that it's going into some great hands, going into some kids that are in absolute need of some brand new shoes to go into the school year, A, for their self-confidence and self-esteem and all that, but also just more importantly, just to have something comfortable to wear while they're going to school. $50 puts a brand new pair of sneakers on a child, $100 brand new pair of sneakers for a teenager. So Chris was able to take care of a teenager with that $100 donation. And thank you for that.
You can make your contribution at KISW.com. All week long, we are giving away the highly coveted Metallica tickets. And not just any Metallica tickets. These are GA floor tickets, nice. Steve Miggs. It's awesome.
And these are for Sunday's show.
Yes. And if you want to win them, all you have to do is be able to name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus. If you can do that, you will win those tickets. Metallica, Lumen Field, Sunday, September 1st of Labor Day weekend. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Yes. The Daily Miggs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue.
Thank you.
We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you just have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Metallica at Lumen Field on Sunday, September 1st. This morning, our contestant is Tom from Olympia. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So you have got to get both songs right in order to win the prize. The first one, you will be on your own. And the second one, this is where you can get shook. A member of our show, chosen at random, must get it right for you. If not, you lose and caller 9 will get those tickets instead. Let's see who you're playing with. Me, Migs, or Sarah.
The wheels are spinning just past Sarah's name. It's currently on my name and I think it's going to stay there. It's you and me, Tom. Let's win these tickets.
Woo-hoo! I haven't seen Metallica since 1988.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw them in Spokane for Monsters of Rock with Van Halen, Scorpions, Dokken, Kingdom Come.
Dang.
It was freaking amazing. In the summertime, they sprayed water all over us. Like, this was even before Sarah was born.
No, I think Sarah was like 7.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, I'm pretty sure she wasn't even a thought yet.
Thank you, Tom. That's right.
Tom, that Monsters of Rock is like considered one of the greatest Monster of Rock tours, too. That's awesome that you were there for that.
Yeah, you know how much tickets cost?
I don't know if I want to know.
$25.
$25.
Oh, that hurts.
We don't even get service charges that are $25 these days.
Well, Tom, hopefully we can win you these Metallica tickets, then you can go to the show for free.
We got this.
Let's go.
All right, here's your first clip.
Let us know if you want to hear it again or if you need a hint.
Yeah, you got to play that again.
I could give you a hint if you need one.
Yeah, I definitely need a hint.
Okay, it's a rock band fronted by the former drummer of Nirvana, Dave Grohl, and they played last night over at T-Mobile Park. That's the band.
Foo Fighters.
All right, we got that. And in that clip, I mean, they're basically giving you the name of the song, but I could try and walk you through it.
You're going to have to try to walk me through
it. Okay. When you look at your watch, you're trying to tell...
the time.
Okay. So you get the first word, put an S at the end of it.
Time.
Right. And
time. You said...
time with an S.
With an S at the end of
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay.
Time to...
No!
The second word... No. The second word rhymes with spike.
Okay.
And it means if you enjoy something.
Like, if you enjoy something.
Start.
Times like these?
Boom. Tom, hell yeah. I was getting a little scared because I'm like, how are we going to give him the word these?
Right. Yeah.
Great song, too.
It is. They're all great.
All 25 of them last night, I checked.
I just don't know all the names to the songs. That's my biggest problem.
Oh, it's all good. Now the pressure's on me. Now I have to get this one right, and you'll win the Metallica tickets.
All right, let's do it.
Oh. One more time for funsies. That's Queens of the Stone Age. No one knows.
Check you out. You're the man.
Tom, what we do know is you're going to Metallica.
Woo! Congrats, Tom. We will see you for Metallica weekend. Man, we've been waiting like a year and a half for this. It's finally happening.
No kidding. I know.
And you're on the floor, so have a blast, man. It's going to be a great time.
Now, if we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, Rockaholics, please do give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Guns N' Roses. The Daily Mix Show. Throughout the morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from our Rockaholics, and we're finally getting to check in with them. So please do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on this morning, or if you have something that's on your mind that you got to get off.
We've been getting text messages from Rockaholics saying you need to get a hold of the people over at Side Piece Kitchen since you guys are such Limp Bizkit fans, big Limp Bizkit fans. Apparently they are as well.
They might be bigger Limp Bizkit fans than us. And we've got Haley from Side Piece Kitchen on the phone right now. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
So we were hipped to this morning that you have had days of promoting the fact that you want to do a collaboration in Side Piece Kitchen with Limp Bizkit.
That is correct. We have a whole bunch, our whole entire staff are like hardcore wrestling fans, which also means they're hardcore new metal fans.
Of yes.
Because it's hand in hand.
It does.
They're like, yeah, obviously. So we've got some really big fans of Limp Bizkit and all that. And we kind of like jokingly said, hey, do you guys want to shut down the restaurant and go see Limp Bizkit? And everybody agreed. And so everybody, our whole staff, is going to go see Limp Bizkit tomorrow. And then we said, what if we could use our platform to just try to get Limp Bizkit to notice us? So that's what we've been doing, is making videos.
I noticed like day 5 of us trying to get Limp Bizkit's attention, day 4 of the, and I think it's hilarious. So you have heard nothing though from the band yet?
Oh no, not at all. We were hoping maybe Corey Feldman, we could maybe get Corey Feldman at this point. I feel like that's more possible. But I don't know. It was fun. Well, it was fun. We're going to the show tomorrow. So, you know.
We're going to be there as well. Look, we're all going to be wearing hot dog t-shirts where the hot dog is dabbing. So if you see us, you got to come say hi. Awesome. We got to hang out. Yeah.
Also, we're watching a video of your biscuits right now. They don't look limp at all. They look very fluffy and delicious.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
I'm a plant-based weirdo, and I noticed that you're using some dairy-free stuff as well. So I'm like, I got to come by this place.
Yeah, well, okay, we typically don't, but we heard that Fred Durst himself is a vegan, so we had to try to, you know, get him to do a collab with us by doing a vegan biscuit.
I love it.
He said we would do them if he agreed to do it, but we never heard back from the man. It's all right, he's busy, so.
So where is Side Piece Kitchen located?
We're actually over by the Tacoma Mall on the south side of Tacoma. We're like born and raised Tacomans, lived here forever. So we like to be in our hood that we grew up in.
And I love your Instagram because it's at Side Piece Kitchen. And then on the bio, it just says restaurant, no blank holes allowed. And I'm like, this place is amazing.
Yeah, we had to keep the Tacoma theme true. And, you know, we don't take crap from anybody. So
you guys are taking tomorrow. You're shutting down the restaurant and you're all going to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, and then we're shutting down the next day so we can recover from the hangover.
Nice.
Well, oddly enough, we're taking the next day off because of the same reason. We got a party bus.
Hey.
We're doing it up in style. We can't wait.
I tried to get a party bus, and, you know, all of us were like, this is going to be way too expensive because we're shutting down a day. So I'm driving them in a giant Sprinter van instead.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Boss of the year right here.
Yeah. Haley, we hope to run into you tomorrow. That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, you'll see us in our Side Piece hoodies. It'll be obvious, and yes. we'll be having a great time. We might not remember seeing you, but
likewise.
Hopefully.
Likewise. Yeah. Well, we'll message you, and we'll try and find a spot where we could all meet up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be cool.
Right on, Haley.
Then we'll have to go try their biscuits sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Not about that. Fred's a vegan.
I didn't know that.
I love that they went with a plant-based butter just to be like, hey, Fred, come on. Now we're trying to appease your tastes.
Oh, you know what? If you're eating a biscuit, you might consider washing it down with some lemonade, right?
Okay. I was wondering where you were going with this.
There are adults that are starting lemonade stands, Steve Miggs. Have you had a lemonade stand in your adult life?
By an adult?
Yeah, by an adult.
No, if a kid's not selling me the lemonade, I'm not going up to that lemonade stand. If you're an adult, I'll be like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, you're going to hear from an adult that has a lemonade stand at 9:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
There is a new report in the Washington Post about how adults are creating lemonade stands and running them as side hustles. They're almost like food trucks, though, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's not like a little table set up in front of your house type of thing.
Taryn, I was truly picturing somebody standing at like a table with like a pitcher of lemonade and just doing what kids do on the corner of like, you know, on the corner of 45th and Wallingford, there's a child. And then on the other corner, there's an adult.
Little handwritten sign there.
Okay, so they're like doing like a full-on like food truck.
Yeah, it's more of a food truck style. And there's a woman named Malia who is doing this. And she talked about opening one up so that she could pay for law school.
So if you know me, you know I just be doing random stuff. And my life literally changes as the wind blows. But it's always for the betterment of myself. So I decided to start this lemonade business. I literally saw a girl on here start a lemonade business and like pay for her entire pharmacy school. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to start a lemonade stand and pay off some debt and just kind of like get things together because I think I want to go to law school.
What's inside this lemonade that they're selling that many? Is it boozy?
I mean, that would be my move. Sell some, make some John Daly's, you know, lemonade, iced tea, vodka.
Maybe they're mushroom infused. Like the guy that was trying to sell us mushrooms on the streets of San Diego.
Oh my God. I don't feel like you can pay your way through law school with like dollar lemonades.
I don't think so.
What is even the price of a lemonade at a lemonade stand?
Or is she giving also a QR code for like, you know, an OnlyFans page or something along those lines?
That's the move.
I don't even, like, what are you spending on if you go to a concert, you're dropping like $7 sometimes for those like freshly squeezed lemonades.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'd pay $2 for one, maybe.
$2?
From a child?
From a child, yeah,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, come on. It's 2024, Taryn.
More than $2?
$5.
What?
Uh-huh. You got to pay at least $5 for a glass of lemonade from a kid.
I'm saying maybe they, like, charge $2, but then maybe we tip a little more.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're just pouring it in a glass and tipping, and all the money's going in their own pocket. Like, it's not like they're doing it for another company.
Well, and also, are you fresh squeezing the orange or the lemons, or are you buying, like, Crystal Light and just mixing it up?
Exactly.
No. Country Time lemonade.
That's
Country Time,
banger.
For sure, yeah.
Still one of the best. You ever dry scoop that crap?
Oh, Oh, yeah.
So when I was in your kid, mouth. I used to do it all the time, and it would piss my mom off so much. I'd just take a scoop of it, and just go, and like my whole face looked like it was going to, like my eyes looked like they were going to pop out of my skull.
Oh, no.
We should dry scoop lemonade.
That's what we're going to do before the Limp Bizkit
show.
That's
what I was thinking.
We're going to get real crazy.
I haven't had Country Time lemonade in God knows how long.
Is it still around?
Yes, of course it is. It has to be.
It's the goat.
I like we say that, though, but none of us have tried it in probably 15 years.
Unless I got it from a kid at a lemonade stand. And honestly, I don't remember the last time I bought lemonade from a kid at a lemonade stand.
I always want to, and then I never do. Like, I was like, I'm like, oh, I should probably stop because I'm kind of thirsty, but I never have cash on me.
And you know what? The summer is winding down. We only have so many lemonade stand weekends remaining. Mm. We got to get out there. Support.
Well, tomorrow when we get on that party bus to go to Limp Bizkit, I'm showing up with a tub of Country Time.
Oh, my God.
You guys bring the water.
A TV icon passed away over the weekend and once gave us the greatest and most uncomfortable moment of all time. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And man, bummer news we just can't caught wind of, although I don't know if anyone on the show other than maybe me, maybe you even know who this guy is, and that's, you know, no disrespect, but sadly, Phil Donahue, mm-hmm. who's known as the king of daytime talk, he passed away yesterday at the age of 88, died peacefully at his home. His wife was there, Marlo Thomas as well. And Sarah, Danny, Donahue, no?
No.
Taryn?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He was kind of, he was the guy before Oprah became the guy, not the guy, but the girl, you know,
yeah.
like he was the late, not the daytime talk show host that everybody was watching before Oprah became a big star.
Totally.
And I mean, he had some interesting moments. I think one of my favorites, and I see it circulating now on social media again. One time he had two live crew on to perform. And mind you, like, he was appealing to like an older demographic. And they were definitely not fans of Two Live Crew. And the best part is you watch it and they keep cutting to the crowd. And the crowd's either like awkwardly smiling or like, we don't know what's going on right now. Because, you know, Two Live Crew, famous for like, what is it? Pop That You Know What Ski.
Oh, yeah.
And Me So Horny and other songs like that. Not necessarily the type of music that the people who go to a Phil Donahue show. But he had one of the most uncomfortable moments of all time. You know the actress Katharine Hepburn, right?
Yeah.
Icon.
Mm-hmm.
He got to interview her. But before he did the interview, he decided to pull out like a notepad or it was her book. Pulled out her book and said, hey, would you mind autographing this? And she had no idea who he was. And his reaction is just fantastic because it's the ultimate don't you know who I am moment.
And what's your name?
Geraldo Rivera.
I think.
You don't know, do you? You don't know.
What?
I'll bet you don't know. And
no,
you're
I don't.
24 years on the air, over 5,000 hours, and you don't know who the hell I am.
No.
He's not happy.
This is very painful for me, but I'm going to tell you who I am.
Okay.
I'm Phil Donahue.
No, you're not.
I do love she's snorting in that part.
Oh,
it's just, it's super awkward, the
so
entire
bad.
Thing. And I love that she's like, I don't know who you are. I don't even watch TV. Who the hell are you?
Coming up this weekend is the Snohomish Block Party. It takes place August 23rd and 24th in downtown Snohomish. You might recall a couple of months ago, I was asked to judge the Young Adults Battle of the Bands.
Yes.
And the band that won is this duo, Sisters. They go by Silver Moon. They've got to be like high school, and they were awesome. I mean, kind of gives you that like White Stripes type vibe, sister action. And they are going to be playing, plus Grace McKagan, L7. There's a free
L7.
Street fair. Yes.
Let's go.
Farmer's Market. There's a kid zone. Some of the musical performances do require tickets. There is a 21 and over dance party. But
Sarah.
It really is just trying to bring these young musicians, like, you know, just better, you know, known in their community. It's a really cool event hosted by a lot of different businesses and community groups. So definitely check that out if you're looking for something to do this weekend.
And a quick shout out to Puyallup South Hills, a little league team. Unfortunately, they lost both of their games. So the Blonde Bombers, that's what they're called because they all bleach their hair blonde, which I thought was pretty freaking cool. They ended up being ousted out of the Little League World Series. But still, what a great opportunity for them to do that. And hey, the Mariners won yesterday. That's at least something.
Yeah.
As far as weather, 76 degrees. Going to be cloudy today. That's the DMD. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.